Welcome to the Joyfully Raising Grands podcast. I'm your host, Laura Lee. We are so glad that you joined us today. The Joyfilled Brand podcast and membership is geared towards grandparents raising grandchildren with a focus on community, resource, and love. We hope to shine a light on the positive actions we can take every day to become our best selves, serve our grandchildren well, and find joy every day. Before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to share the Joyfilled growth, which is so exciting for us. Our flagship product, the Joyfilled Subscription Box, will be open next month for accepting new subscribers. If you are a busy woman looking for a joy-filled experience, we would love to serve you in this way. This monthly subscription box is created and curated for busy women with so much love and joy. Our goal with this box is simple: to give you a joy-filled experience. We know that you're busy, often taking care of others and likely not spending time on yourself. Contents of the box are a surprise each month and themed. Products vary and include attire, self-care, motivational items, all chosen especially for you with love and joy. If this sounds like something you'd love, visit myjoyfilled.com. Each product line, and collection is so prayed over, wanting to provide you with peace, with contentment, and with joy. You'll want to ensure you're on our email list too for notification of new products, new collections, and any coupon codes that are available only to our email list subscribers. The link to our email list is in the show notes today. I can't wait to see you there. Do you ever get so sad for your grands as you know the world they're growing up in and too is a mess? Do you ever wonder why it has to be so hard for them and us? Why are people so unkind, so unloving, and so corrupt? I think about all these things and more, and I wonder how I can best serve my grand in a way to make her knowledgeable yet cautious, loving but smart, caring and protected. I wonder why I've been given this task when I feel often so lost in it all. Who am I to take on this huge responsibility of guiding her heart, her mind, her soul? I found a statement by Alex Cravens that really spoke to me, and I wanted to share it with you in hopes that it gives you a peace and some encouragement. I hope that it gives you guidance and direction, and mostly, I hope it lets you know that you are never on this journey alone. Don't feel sorry for or fear for your grandchildren, because the world they are going to grow up in is not what it used to be. God created them and called them for the exact moment in time that they're in. Their life wasn't a coincidence or an accident. Raise them up to know the power they walk in as children of God. Train them up in the authority of His word. Teach them to walk in faith, knowing that God is in control. Empower them to know they can change the world. Don't teach them to be fearful and disheartened by the state of the world, but hopeful that they can do something about it. Every person in all of history has been placed in the time that they were in because of God's sovereign plan. You see, He knew Daniel could handle the lion's den. He knew that David could handle Goliath. He knew that Esther could handle Haman. And He knew Peter could handle persecution. He knows that your child can handle whatever challenge they face in their life. He created them specifically for it. Don't be scared for your grandchildren, but be honored that God chose you to parent the generation that is facing the biggest challenges of our lifetime. Rise up to the challenge. Raise Daniels, Davids, Esthers, and Peters. Because God isn't scratching His head wondering what He's going to do with this mess of a world. He has an army He's raising up to drive back the darkness and make Him known all over the earth. Don't let your fear steal the greatness God placed in them. I know it's hard to imagine them as anything besides our sweet little babies, and we just want to protect them from anything that could ever be hard on them. But they were born for such a time as this. We each have our own journey that got us to where we are today. And for me, these conversations are so valuable. I would love to hear your feedback from today's episode. Let's connect on social and let me know. If you'd like to hear more from our guests today, please check out the show notes for links to websites, podcasts, and any courses that are available. As always, friends, thank you for joining me today. It is my pleasure to serve you in this way. There is joy in knowing that we are not on this path alone. If you found this podcast meaningful to you, please leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps elevate the algorithm and allows more grand families to find us. We'll see you next time.